USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Queen Elizabeth honors President Trump and the First Lady with a formal state banquet at Buckingham Palace last night. President Trump says in his remarks,
"We affirm the common values that will unite us long into the future. Freedom, sovereignty, self-determination, the rule of law, and reverence for the rights given to us by Almighty God."
Today, Trump and outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May are to meet in London. The two leaders also expected to then hold a joint news conference. A massive disaster aid bill now heading to President Trump's desk. After a week of delays, the roughly $19 billion measure covering states impacted by hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. The House giving final passage yesterday, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Despicable. That's the word being used by a top police official in Chicago in describing violence in that city over just the last few days. John Clemens with more.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson is blaming the flow of illegal guns in a too lenient criminal justice system for the high level of violence in Chicago.
We saw a despicable level of violence with 52 shot and 10 killed.
That is Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. The South and West sides of Chicago have long struggled with the violence that many have blamed on gangs, drug deals, and personal disputes that escalated.
A head-on crash in Kemper County, Mississippi, responsible for the deaths of 8 people. It happened early yesterday morning on Highway 16 near the town of Scuva. The sheriff's department there says a passenger van collided with a delivery truck. All of 8 passengers in the van were killed. Both drivers survived the impact, though. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Leaders from Mexico meeting with members of the Trump administration to discuss tariffs.
Delegation is in Washington, D.C. for talks as President Trump threatens across-the-board tariffs in an effort to get the country to do more to stop the flow of migrants across the southern border. Republican AG from Texas, Ken Paxton, tells Fox News this is what needs to be done.
Well, obviously the president has been concerned about this for a long time. He's been talking about problems with Mexico allowing illegal immigration through their own country and then into our country for his entire administration. So hopefully with this threat of a tariff, we will get action by Mexico to actually at least protect our border if they don't want to protect their own.
As far as how Mexico has responded, the Attorney General tells Fox News,
it looks like they are responding. They immediately sent people up to Washington to talk. Those talks are beginning and hopefully in earnest, and hopefully Mexico will take this seriously and respond to what the president is asking, which is just stop the illegal flow and we can keep these tariffs off.
I'm Tim Berg.
USA News for your health now. Good news about coffee.
This new study finds that drinking 25 cups of coffee a day is no worse for your heart than drinking just one. Researchers with the British Heart Foundation looked at more than 8,000 people who drank varying amounts of coffee, and they compared MRI scans. The data seems to contradict previous studies that suggested that coffee stiffens arteries and increases the risk of heart attacks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.